I saw verified accounts post this information. And Michael Thomas, you know who Michael Thomas is? You guys don't, you know, you can't guard Mike. You know, the most receptions in one season guy. You know him? He reposted the thing saying Brady and Peyton could team up in New Orleans next year.
So. Of course you would like that. I mean, if that was my team, I'd be like, yeah, please.
We'll get to the Saints. Let's get back to this.
Welcome back, everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast. I am Hamza, along with Harry.
Yo.
And Dodge.
What's up?
And let's get into week 17 with the Cowboys facing off the Titans. And
jump right into it.
Yeah, and that crazy matchup. I think...
Dak's out, right? Or, sorry, Ryan Tannehill's out, right?
Yeah.
What effect is that going to make on
them? I mean, I think the Cowboys...
He's better than Malik Willis. Come on.
For sure.
Malik Willis is...
But
like I feel like when I watch him play, I sometimes feel bad for him because he's like a little too raw, yeah. And like he probably shouldn't be playing in an NFL game. But I don't know, man. I don't see how the Titans can win this game.
Yeah, me neither.
I really don't. Even if they had Tannehill, like it might be a little bit closer. But I mean, right now the Cowboys are favored by 10, and they're playing at Titans, so that should tell you everything.
I know Parsons.
If you're
questionable.
If you're a 10-point underdog at home, then you're not a good football team.
I know Parsons was questionable. Is he playing?
He'll probably play, but he probably won't play like every single snap. You know, they'll probably rest him like a series here and there if he's, you know, not 100%. Because it says limited for a hand injury, so yeah. He probably won't, you know.
But I don't. Derrick Henry's doubtful, right? I don't think he's playing, so that's...
he's going to play. I think he'll play.
I don't think he'll play much, though.
He's limited. It's not like he's doubtful. He's limited, but... Bro, he's the best player on the team. Like, if he doesn't play, who else is going to play? So
I think a lot of players right now is going to be...
Everyone's banged up. It's week 17.
It's banged up, and they're going to play through injuries. I mean, you have...
It's week 17, bro. It's playoff time.
What's his name? From the Eagles. The Eagles' best tackle, according to Sirianni. He has
Lane Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His abdominal injury, and he still wants to play. He's delaying surgery.
I don't think he's going to play, though.
He's delaying surgery, though. He's hoping
he shouldn't play, though. If you're like your best lineman, you just rest him until the playoffs. Because if you don't have your best lineman, then your line is completely different.
According to him, he's the best tackle out there. So
he's up there, bro. I think in like the past couple of years, he's only allowed like one sack or zero sacks. So Lane Johnson,
I think since 2020,
Lane Johnson is definitely up there. But let's get back to this game.
I mean, I brought in the Eagles just to say that the Cowboys beat them.
It's a Thursday night prime time game.
Yeah.
So bright lights, Malik Willis in the bright lights. I low-key think the Cowboys might win by more than 10. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
It might be my BetUS pick of the week. Might be Cowboys.
If their offense is clicking and their defense is doing what they normally do, then I don't see why.
If the Cowboys did half of what they did last week against the Eagles, then they should blow the Titans out.
You saw what CeeDee Lamb did last week.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb is number one receiver. He's for sure.
But that's Dallas' biggest problem sometimes is when they get like a really, really big win, then they kind of fall down to earth next week.
They just need
like
to
what happened with the Bears that one week, and the next week they, you know, kind of folded.
They either play up to the team they're playing if
or
it's a
down,
good team or
down.
Down.
To them.
They always
it's
make
weird.
It a, like
it's
a,
weird,
I don't
yeah.
want to say a good game, but they always make it a close game.
Somehow.
I don't know why.
Somehow, some way.
They try to match up.
But we all think Dallas.
Be the odd man now.
Bro,
go
be,
ahead.
Be real.
Give the Titan fans some hope.
I told you, I took the Cowboys last week, and look what they did. Now I'm taking the Titans.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, I feel like my luck is rubbing off on
don't try to be God.
Some of these teams. I feel like, what's his name? I think he'll still come in and play Derrick Henry.
He has to play.
I think he's just going
he
to play.
If he doesn't play, it's going to be way more than 10 points.
I don't think
he's like the whole like offense at this point.
There is nobody else.
Yeah,
there's nobody else.
I don't think they're stopping him like that. So.
All right. We'll move on to the next game. This is also predicted to be a blowout. Chiefs versus Broncos. They're playing at Chiefs, and the Chiefs are favored by 13.5 points.
Didn't Broncos drop?
You know how wild that is?
Didn't they drop?
Patrick Mahomes this year has 37 touchdowns. Our boy Russell Wilson has 11, or 12, sorry.
Patrick Mahomes also leading the league in yards. He has 4,700 yards right now. And the next closest person has 4,200, so he's up 500 yards on the next quarterback.
Just give him the MVP at this point.
Yeah. Well, Kelsey has 1,200.
They just got beat 51-14.
What do you call a good system? Every player plays to their strengths.
So they just got beat by
Baker Mayfield. I don't really know how much we can talk about this game. Like,
you can't, bro.
The Broncos are
shambles.
4-11. Is Russell Wilson benched? All right.
No. Did I get bamboozled, or was that actually him getting cut from the team?
No,
you got bamboozled.
You got bamboozled.
Sure, I got bamboozled.
You know how much dead money they would have to eat?
Yeah.
Not, way too much.
I was like, ain't no way they're dropping
that. All right, so that's
But I mean,
the Broncos points per game is 15. Guess what the Chiefs is? Very close to 30.
Yeah.
29.
They've been scoring.
Literally, yeah, right here. Denver is last in the league in points scored per game, and Kansas City is second in the league. It's literally the complete opposite. And points allowed, yeah, Denver's up there, like, in seventh. So, you know, they're allowing 20 points per game. You know, that's not terrible. Because every team nowadays is going to score 20 points, but...
You got a hell of talent.
The Kansas City defense is allowing 22. So, I mean, their defense is not amazing, but...
The Broncos, they're shambolic. Broncos,
I know.
They should be able to hold
them
up.
They have nobodies.
And again, the Rams put up 51 points just last week. So what do you think the Chiefs are going to
do? How is that even possible? Baker Mayfield with a bunch of backups.
That's exactly what
No Aaron Donald and score 51 points.
That's
a good quarterback right there.
Here we go.
No, I don't.
Where was that?
I know he's a good quarterback. He's a solid quarterback. But I think the Broncos just gave up.
Yeah.
I think like they had too many like interim problems. You guys saw that show on the sideline. The backup
been
quarterback,
going on. It's been
the
going
backup
on,
quarterback was yelling at the lineman to protect Russell Wilson, bro. It's like, what can you do? He has 12 touchdowns the entire year. In week 17 and he has 12 touchdowns. The
nine
quarterback,
interceptions.
The star quarterback.
His
Mahomes has 37 and Russell Wilson has 12. So, I can't be mad at like players on the sidelines getting fed up, right? Because the defense have been doing their job all year long.
Yeah.
The players on offense, yeah, it hasn't been the best offense, but I mean, they're still trying. They've been trying, right, for 17 weeks. Someone's gonna snap, right?
It's been happening here and
losing,
there.
Losing
the linemen breaking down on Russell Wilson.
Losing creates like, you know, problems. Like winning literally solves all the problems. Yeah. Like, if you have any beef, any problems with anybody, winning cures everything. So.
So what's the issue?
Unfortunate for the Broncos.
What's the issue? Because the line was yelling at Russell Wilson a few weeks.
What's
back.
The issue with the team?
And
what's
now, the backup quarterback is yelling at the linemen. Like,
I don't think the Lions doing a great job.
Is it the coach?
No, the line.
Russell Wilson is it
the line? You can look it up. You can look it up. Any staff for the past four or five, doesn't matter how many years, the Broncos O line has not been good for a while now. Since they had like Peyton Manning, like I don't even think they've had a. Above average.
Russell
like,
Wilson's a good scrambler, but like
he's not
every
as young.
Single play. And then plus you have receivers where your chemistry isn't the best. It's your first year there. Mm. I mean, there are a lot of little things. That's not a little thing. Your line needs to improve.
Like
your quarterback needs to have
his,
a good
his line but. Is not good. And then at the same time, Wilson is known for like escaping and throwing you know like I don't know like improvised plays, but he doesn't do that as well anymore. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's aged like 6 years.
He's way old.
Even though he's like really not that old, but like somehow he lost like a step or two of quickness and he just looks completely different. And I mean, I feel bad for the Broncos, bro. They came into the year, they had like some analysts, not us.
Some hype.
Some media out there, and you know, some people were like, Broncos are Super Bowl bound. The Broncos are gonna win the division over the Chiefs. The Broncos are gonna do this, the Broncos are gonna do that. I think even if you go back to our like old episodes, we were like, the Broncos are going to be good.
But
none of us thought they were going to be better than the Chiefs.
Ain't no way.
So, sucks how their year turned out. But
the Chiefs are going to obliterate.
Always next year.
I'm taking the Chiefs by... I'll take the Chiefs by...
I don't even know what they can improve next year.
No, they can improve. That's not a question. But I'll take the Chiefs by 14.
I was going to say the same thing.
I'll say blowout.
Blowout.
Like
all of us blowout. Right,
yeah.
Cool. Easy. All right, moving on to another division matchup. Should be a good game. The Dolphins versus Patriots.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for Tua.
That's like yo, third time.
Three.
Yo, people are saying like he should like retire, bro.
Three times?
The doctors tell him.
People in one
like,
season?
Doctors will tell him.
They're saying like why risk anything? But I mean, if it looks like he does, and you know, a lot of people love football like the way he does, so he'll probably be like, nah, I'm gonna keep playing.
Yeah, for sure.
Playing.
That's for sure. That's
his... He's still getting started in his career, and he's gotten like two or three like insane concussions
within the same year, which is insane.
Yeah, when you have like one and two, they're like, okay, you're
take time off.
Like, yeah, you need to relax. And he got like a third one, and people are like, oh, you need to like
stop.
Like, you're one more concussion away from like not remembering anything.
Well, your brain during when you get a concussion is jelly. You can
get concussion from like even body hits because
it's whiplash.
Is still your brain is still shaking inside the brain. The helmet is just protecting the skull. Your brain is still getting.
He's just so like I don't want to say fragile, but like he's just a smaller player. Yeah. So he gets ragdolled a lot compared to like Mahomes is like 6'4", 6'5". Josh Allen is 6'5".
You're not doing that with
Burrow's Allen. Like what, 6'4". Like yeah. Brady's 6'5", 6'6". They're not getting when they get thrown on the ground, they know how to fall. They're falling on their shoulder. When Tua falls, like a lot of the time, like when they swing him down, like he just gets like ragdolled. His head just hits the back of the.
That's that. I think like, they were talking about bringing back the neck brace. Like, you know, the linebacker neck still, place, I the mean, whiplash
how much, protection. How much can that do?
It's a lot. It really does help. Both
players this
on
big?
On two of the three concussions that he got, everything that happened was he landed on his back and then his head bounced
head
off
snapped
the
back. His head snapped back.
If you can stop that snap, then I'm pretty sure you can help.
It's still going to hurt your neck or something.
It's going to solve everything, but maybe it would help.
Yeah.
It definitely
to
help.
Some degree. But, like, yeah. even with Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray, they did not get, like,
not like that.
They
saying.
Did not get punished.
I'm
he's way smaller.
I don't know, like how is he? Like is he weak or just, he doesn't know how to get sacked? Like they give you like
give
classes and pointers on how to get sacked. Like they tell you how to fall down. But I don't blame. It's not like I'm blaming him for his concussion.
No.
I'm just saying like maybe he should
risk his health.
Maybe he should retire. Maybe he should take a year or two off. Maybe like you know. See how he feels, because obviously he's like, I feel good, yeah. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, but then you don't know when that's going to happen again. You're on the field every week.
It could be life-threatening the next time it happens, right? So
that's what you're most concerned about. I mean, he's a great quarterback.
He's a great guy, too, you know.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye out for that,
but
see what happens there. But
Bridgewater is stepping up.
Yeah.
Yeah, going back to the game.
Big Teddy.
Teddy versus Jones, baby.
Teddy Two Gloves. It's my boy. I still like Teddy Bridgewater, bro. I still like him. He's a nice guy. He's a good backup quarterback, good game manager. He came in for the Saints a few years ago, went like, what, 5-0, 6-0?
Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. The coordinator knows what he's doing. They've already played a few games with each other, you know, when Tua was hurt before. So
he didn't do bad at all.
He didn't do good. Not at all. He knows what to do. Yeah. He knows what to do. So the Patriots are still favored by 2.5. I mean, they're playing at Patriots, so, you know, home field advantage. It's gonna be a cold game. It's a New Year's game.
The Pats might take this one.
I know. You would want to say the Pats, but Mac Jones has 9 touchdowns the entire year. Mm-hmm. We thought Russell Wilson 12 was terrible. He has 9. He doesn't even have 3,000 yards. He has 2,000 yards, 2,500.
Yeah, people were expecting him to be up there this year.
I don't know what happened to the Patriots, bro. Like you could be bad. You could have bad players.
I don't know.
But they just play like
bad,
god awful,
disgusting. Like there's no offensive scheme. I don't
know.
I don't get it.
Surprising coming from Bill Belichick.
Like
don't expect that at all.
He should be able to figure out something on offense. Or he should be able to figure out who to hire to help. Right? Like Matt Patricia hasn't done jack shit. Like he came back and they've probably gotten even worse. Like letting Josh McDaniels. Yeah, I think it's Josh McDaniels. Let him go to the Raiders. Like to be their head coach, and now the Patriots are just stuck with nothing.
They haven't won since that.
I don't think Mac Jones is 9 touchdowns bad. I just think he's in a bad system. Yeah. I think he's in a bad system.
Maybe the weapons around him is not that good.
Terrible. So. Who's his best receiver? Jacoby Myers?
Yeah.
And Jacoby Myers on most of the good teams in the league, he'd probably be the third best receiver on a lot of teams.
So he's playing with third string.
He's playing with bums. He's not bums, but he's not.
Still, it's not good.
Every young quarterback. Think about it. Every young quarterback that when they bring in a veteran receiver who's like a top, like number, like not, I'm like, a, he's a solid number one receiver, their number is like double. Like, look, Tua, they brought in Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. Jalen Hurts, they brought in A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Mahomes, I mean, he had Tyreek, but I mean, even this year, they brought in Juju and all these other guys. Well, Burrow, they brought in Ja'Marr Chase the year after. I don't even know who else, like, to name, like, Kyler Murray, they brought in DeAndre Hopkins. We saw his numbers go up last year. Like, every young quarterback, they need the number one guy because that's their security blanket. That's who they know who's going to be in the right spot.
Yeah.
Mac Jones doesn't have that, bro. He has Jacoby Myers and who else? I don't even know. Devontae Parker, bro. Like,
I was gonna mention.
It's not all his fault.
I was gonna mention how Justin Herbert hasn't.
Herbert
had,
has Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, bro.
Before a few weeks, he only had backups,
and he was still balling.
To,
he's, so, throwing, he's throwing to Joshua Palmer, and he's getting like 300 yards a game.
Slinging it, and he managed like
Mac
almost
Jones.
So yeah,
we know
he's not as talented as those other guys,
but it can be like
he still needs help. Yeah, like you can't. All the best quarterbacks still have help. Like Brady has Evans and Godwin. Like all these guys, they have weapons. He doesn't have weapons. That's my main argument as to why they're terrible. The roster is shit. The roster is shit.
They got to get him like somewhat of a superstar or talent on the receiving
end. Have to.
Somehow, somebody.
He's OBJ not Brady. To the Patriots?
Who?
OBJ?
Why would he do that?
Weren't y'all helpful to get him?
Who's y'all?
Commanders?
Yeah.
Commanders?
Come on, bro. He wouldn't come to D.C. If he came to D.C., bro, hey, lit. We'll go to Rose Bowl.
If last year we didn't have Trevor Siemian as our quarterback for half the season, OBJ would have came.
All right, bro.
He said that.
Y'all were supposed to have Tom Brady. Y'all were supposed to have Russell Wilson.
I've seen credible rumors out there that Tom Brady and Sean Payton could be coming back.
To the Saints?
To the Saints next year.
To the Saints.
50 years old, Tom Brady.
I saw verified accounts post this information.
Mm.
And Michael Thomas, you know who Michael Thomas is? You guys can't guard Mike. You know the most receptions in one season guy. You know him. He reposted the thing saying Brady and Peyton could team up in New Orleans next year.
So. Of course you would like that. I mean, if that was my team, I'd be like, yeah, please.
We'll get to the Saints. You know, let's get back to this division game.
Are you about to go from the biggest Tom Brady hater to the biggest Tom Brady fucking stan?
No. We'll get to that.
If he does come, you got to get a Brady jersey.
Drew Brees, Tom Brady,
don't say that.
You have to get a
that's
Brady
cap.
Jersey.
That's cap. All right, but who are we picking this game? Teddy Bridgewater or Mac Jones?
I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Teddy Bridgewater. He can make the throws and he has receivers.
I know, but I feel like...
And the better offensive head coach. That too. In game plan.
Yeah.
McDaniel is good.
The pass, somehow, they could pull this off. But the thing is, the last five matchups, Miami's won four of them.
Yeah.
So...
Also, the Pats haven't won since that Jets game in November. So,
but it's a division game. Anything can happen. That's what we always say. Every division game is unpredictable, but I'm still going
to... To some degree, I feel like the Pats kind of given up on the season. To some degree.
To some degree, yeah. But I'm going to take the Dolphins.
I'm going
to. Rotting Dolphins?
Same.
It's
going to be an interesting game, though, I think.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be high scoring.
No, definitely not.
Can't be. I think maybe.
17-10
it could be. Like,
it's either
going to
be a blowout.
Yeah.
Or very low scoring win.
Or watch somehow the Patriots offense spark and the Miami defenses fall apart and it's like a 24-21 game, you know. That's not bad. I'll take that.
I feel like it's like a 17-10, 20-10, 13, something
not,
like
not
that.
Not too high scoring. No, a couple touchdowns.
The most I think they'll crack is like 24 points.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, yeah. We're going all Dolphins, right?
Yeah, all going Dolphins.
Fins up.
All right, shut my head. We're going to move on to the next game. It's a pretty interesting game.
No.
The New Orleans Saints versus the 13-2 Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles. Let's go to the next game.
Come on, bro. It's not that easy.
Cowboys just put up a
40. Jalen Hurts has 3,000 yards.
The Chiefs and Broncos, that game, the Chiefs were favored by 13.5. The Cowboys and Titans game, the Cowboys were favored by 10. The 13-2 Eagles are playing the Saints, and they're only favored by 7. I'll take that. At home, at Eagles, at Eagles.
They're without their best tackle, too.
7 is, you know, not terrible, bro. 7 is not terrible, so.
I don't know.
Philly is number one in the league in points scored per game. And their defense is 10th in the league in points allowed. So, amazing offense and top 10 defense, pretty much.
They just beat the Browns. Y'all didn't believe I told you Kamara was going to come out there and just bust it down.
That's true. I did say the Saints were going to lose last week, but...
Say that again.
They were down they were down 10-0, bro.
I think it's only
Saints,
7 because I don't know if they're going to start Jalen
Hurts. If you guys were watching the game, like the Saints were down 10-0 and we're like, this shit is looking over. And they scored 17 straight and it ended up being 17-10. I don't know how, but...
Just got to believe.
They believed. They did definitely believed. What did you say?
Take some
I don't think Jalen Hurts playing.
He's questionable. It's not confirmed or not, but
they had
Minshew or Jalen Hurts. I think the 7 point is if Minshew plays, but if Jalen Hurts plays, it's gonna be more than that.
Again, the Saints have like 8-9 players out. And
that's fine. We know this.
The Eagles only have three or four.
Tank year. It's okay.
It's not a tank year. We still have a chance to make the playoffs. You know,
But like,
no, we have like no chance. We have like a 10%. Like, we have like a 10% chance. But
it's maybe the
5-10% chance.
Panthers lose next week.
We need the Bucks to lose either like 2 or 3 games. Yeah. Wait, there's only like 2 games left. We need them to either lose out or it's over. Pretty much, we need the Bucks to lose out.
I mean, the Bucks and Panthers are playing next week. So
I mean, like, yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen. So
and then they play the Falcons.
Let's just talk about this game. Yeah. game. Let's say Jalen Hurts doesn't play. Okay, let's say he doesn't play.
Guarding Minshew.
What's happening in this game?
Well, I think Sanders is gonna get at least 200 yards.
200.
I'm just kidding. Like 150. You guys have a good defense still.
150.
150 is a lot.
Yeah.
150.
Bro, he's insane. If not him, then AJ Brown.
Bro,
you're not stopping both of them.
Are you insane?
Some say yeah, but like,
nah.
I
you
think
said 150 yards for Miles Sanders. That's not happening.
It's possible.
It's not happening. It's possible.
He's 11.
I'll go out and say
11 touchdowns.
It's gonna be a close game, probably the whole way, and the Eagles will pull it out at the end. That's what's gonna happen.
I say Sanders has 2 touchdowns.
They just scored like almost 40 points against the Cowboys, and they have a really good defense, and like they almost won that game with Gardner Minshew. So if Gardner's in there, he's a good quarterback. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And our head coach does not know what he's doing most of the time. Yeah. So I'm not assuming.
Some said that about Sean Payton towards the end of his years.
Who said that? Bring up the film.
it's somewhere in the archives.
Sean Payton almost took us to the playoffs with like 60 injuries. So, okay, we need Sean Payton.
Towards the end of the year, we were questioning his play calling. Remember?
Okay, you can question play calling, but he's still a Hall of Famer. You know, I take him.
He's gone.
I take him all day. I take him all day. You don't have any proof of me saying all that.
It's on the tapes. It's on archives.
So go find it. Go find it. Because I never say anything that drastic.
Maybe it was set off record. Maybe it was set off record.
Yeah, now it was set off record.
If you bring me back the tape, I'll put it on.
Yeah, if you look it up, I'll post it. But I didn't say all that.
I'll include it in the video somewhere.
I bet.
I didn't say all that. But
can this be personal? You know,
yeah, it can be personal, bro.
Personal.
Here's some evidence.
All right, yeah, so that's my prediction, bro.
No, he's not getting 150.
All right, maybe not 150,
Eagles,
but touchdown.
I think
two.
Eagles will win by 6. That's what I think is going to happen. Just in the last like quarter or two, the Eagles will pull away because we suck at those close game scenarios, situational play. That's not our strong suit because our coach is a fucking defensive head coach, so he doesn't know what he's doing on offense. So Eagles by 6 is my prediction.
That's good.
Eagles by 10.
Taking the Saints by 3.
Okay.
The Cowboys did all that. I mean, I think the Saints can do something.
Saints can do something, bro. If they're clicking on offense, they can definitely do something.
They have to click on defense, too.
Because Taysom Hill is that boy. Yeah. If Taysom Hill can get going downhill, Kamara can get going. I know we say it every game, but if those two can get going, bro, they're a hard team to stop.
Is Olave still out?
Olave did not practice. Yeah, I don't think he's going to play. He's probably like a 50-50, yeah. But there's no need to risk him
because there's a chance,
mostly pointless game.
But I also think the Eagles are going to come out there trying to get this dub to secure the, the spot and then secure
even
the
Even then, the Eagles and Saints games are always chippy.
Yeah.
They don't like each other. CJ Gardner-Johnson got traded to Philly. I don't know if he's playing. He might be hurt still. Let's see. Oh, no, he's not on the injury report, so I think he's probably going to play.
They're just missing their best tackle, is it?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight or two in this game. These games are always chippy. They've played the past few years, so.
Saints up.
Let's move on to the next matchup of the week.
Here we go.
The Cleveland Browns versus the
Commando.
Washington Commanders.
Let's go, Commanders. Let's go.
What's going to happen here?
We're going to win.
Oh, my God.
That's it?
Yes. Yeah.
Flat out.
Maybe not flat out. It's gonna be a close.
The Commanders are only favored by 2, and they're playing at home.
I think Heineke's. I don't know if we're gonna stick with him.
Oh yeah, so who's gonna start this week?
I'm not sure actually.
They didn't say yet.
They brought Carson back.
Carson's back, but I don't know if he's starting.
They didn't say anything.
Honestly, you shouldn't at this point. Why would you do that to Heineke again?
But I mean, what
has Heineke done?
Wentz started the year as a starter.
2 years in a row.
Recently, no. Heineke's done really
it's
good.
Like 3 years in a row. Heineke keeps getting shafted.
You just put him in. It's like, yeah, Heineken's so good, but I don't.
And then like
three, four, five
weeks, and then just bench him again.
Man, just, I don't think.
It's been the same cycle.
He's not that QB. He's not this. He's not that. And then you put in whoever the fuck else you got, and then you put him back in, and then the season's over.
I don't know why they took him. I took out Heinicke last week. Like, they were playing bad, but it wasn't his fault.
It's not.
He had like a second and a half to throw every. Like, you have Nick Bosa, the defensive player of the year. Like, you can't be too mad at Heinicke for like fumbling and throwing a pick. The Niners are an amazing team,
but they do that with every mistake he makes.
I think they did that just to see.
See if they're like coming a spark, back. See if there's a spark or something.
Yeah, kind of seeing if him bringing him back is worth it. Because they don't know who to start with or go with right now.
The 49ers have been hot.
The 49ers are an amazing team. Cannot
stop them.
They scored pretty much 40 points last week. Yeah. So against a good Commanders defense with Chase Young.
Yep.
Yeah, he might not be like 200% like fully in rhythm, but he's still out there. So I don't know. I didn't see the point in bringing back Wentz because like you benched him this whole year. What is starting him now going to do?
I think
if anything, it creates more like iffiness in the locker room. Like, yo, is that our guy or is that our guy? Like, who's better? Like now, like the part of the whole team is like doesn't know what
something
to,
else.
They don't know what to feel. They don't know what to feel after.
Used
like,
to so. Something else for most of the season.
Then. I don't know. Like, that's an outsider perspective, you know.
To some extent, you feel like you're doing Heinicke wrong because like you've been rallying.
That's what I'm saying.
Rallying behind him like
the whole year. The whole year.
And now you're just going to go back to.
You're going to bench him like.
How's he going to feel?
All Wednesday is get one touchdown drive, and that's then it. They got like still blown out after that. They got like
fucking fumble at the 11 yard line. It's not going to talk about that.
Who?
By fucking who? Heinicke. Oh, no. Yeah, that was Heinicke. Heinicke has so many turnovers.
On their 11-yard line.
Yeah, they got a field goal.
Yeah, he got hit by the 49ers D-line, which is the best in the league. Second best in the league.
Oh, yeah. But
how
like,
do you how are you blaming Heinicke for that?
I'm not, but like it pisses me off that he had it in
the motion like this. He wasn't even throwing yet. He literally just got blown up.
See, y'all,
he got blown up and fumbled the ball, which happens to every quarterback ever.
Y'all emphasize every mistake.
And he threw one pick.
I give you that. I feel bad because he's not a starting quarterback.
If any other starter in the league did that, they wouldn't get benched. That's my only thing. You wouldn't bench your QB for getting two turnovers because you believe they can
overcome
it. Who do they
put more money in? He's not the starter. I we gotta understand.
If you put
more
money in him, then why hasn't he been starting this whole time?
Who?
Wentz.
Because he was hurt. His finger.
Bro, he's been healthy for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, but Heinicke had a good streak going.
I don't know. I don't understand.
But you got the Colts who got Nick Foles and Matt Ryan.
I'm not
playing like shit.
I'm not surprised because I mean it's a shit franchise, so they make shit decisions. Like they do this. They do this all the time.
Until we get rid of Dan Snyder.
Dan Snyder had nothing to do with Wednesday.
It doesn't matter.
He's
it all comes from the higher ups.
You think? No. Actually, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not gonna ask that. Who are taking this game?
I'm taking the Browns, bro.
Yeah, I might have to take the Browns.
I feel like season's over for Washington. Next week, gonna get the Cowboys, get smacked by them by 20 points.
I think like two weeks ago, I probably would take the Commanders because I was like, yo, the Commanders are rolling. They're doing all this, doing all that.
After those two Giants games?
After the Giants game and then last week, I was like, they're pretty garbage. Like, they had me fooled. They had me fooled for a couple weeks.
I knew the 49ers were going to come out and smack them right after.
We knew that. Well,
when they were playing the Falcons, I mean. But
that fashion was kind of, the way they did it was kind of like, damn, they suck.
I expected them to get at least one of the Giants game, at least, to be like.
Yeah, bro. Like you tied one. And then you had two or three weeks to prepare for the next one.
You lose by eight.
And you lose by a fucking flag on, like, a self-inflicted, like, mistake. So
a flag and a. Missed PI.
Oh, okay. Now it was missed PI.
Yeah, okay. Next time.
It was missed. It was both.
Welcome to my world.
This game.
Hey, man. Are you feel happy when that happens?
This game.
You think it's just
come
that
to terms.
That happens?
My shit happened in a fucking NFC championship game. It didn't happen in fucking week 14.
Bro, you can't give it up. You can't let it just be those plays. You have to beat the refs.
You gotta be better than the refs, bro. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at your fucking player for lining up offsides.
Make sure you pay the ref to tell you.
Be mad at Terry McLaurin for lining up offsides, bro. That's your fucking fault. Okay, I don't care. I don't care who's. I don't care which ref pointed at what spot.
Professional receiver.
I'll blame
if you're
the ref.
If you're a veteran receiver, you should know what
I'll
you're
blame
doing.
The ref.
Professional.
Typical.
Professional receiver.
Typical Washington fan over here.
Supposed to be able to line up.
Refs should do a better job.
The ref is not a babysitter.
All right.
Anyway,
Let's move on to a real game.
So, two of the hottest teams.
We just talked about the Saints,
Bills,
the Commanders. Yes, you're right.
It was Saints and the Eagles. So at least one of them was a real team.
You're right.
What are you laughing?
The Eagles, right?
You have a tie. You have a tie this season.
Good. 500.
Yeah. No. You know the response. All right. So real teams: Bills versus the Bengals.
Bengals on a 7-game streak. Bills on a 6-game streak.
It's actually a really really tough game. The Bills are only favored by one.
As They should be. I feel like both are equal.
They're playing at Cincinnati, and the Bills are here by one. It's kind of weird, right? Like, you would expect the Bengals to be favored if they're playing at home, but the Bills are favored by one. It's not a huge, like, spread, but...
But I feel like the Bills are better at this point.
I don't know, bro.
Like,
I don't know, because
they just have a little
bit. The Bengals have been just as hot.
I know.
Josh Allen has 4,000 yards.
Jamar Chase.
Joe Burrow has 4,200 yards. Allen has 32 touchdowns. Burrow has 34 touchdowns.
Allen has 13 interceptions. Burrow's is 12.
Burrow's doing good. Bro. The shit is.
Yeah, but the Bills are 12-3.
Bills offense is fourth in points scored. And the Bengals is sixth, so fourth and sixth is pretty close. And their defense is pretty similar to second and ninth in points allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty similar stats here. Like, pass yards per game, the Bills are seventh and the Bengals are fifth. So seventh and fifth again. They're mad close. Every stat, I could read out every stat if I wanted to here, but literally every single stat you look at, they're within two or three spots of each other. So very, very similar stats throughout the year. Good coaches. Good quarterbacks, good receivers. You would say Bengals have better running backs,
yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's probably going to be the best game of the week, I think. It's a Monday night primetime game. It's going to be cold as fuck. Cincinnati at 8 o'clock. It's going to be brick.
Yeah.
No cap.
I say Bengals, yo.
I don't know why.
I was looking at the injury report.
I don't know why
I'm
leaning towards Bengals.
They don't have that many injuries. Yeah. Why are they not...
Both teams have a lot of injuries, mm-hmm. and like some of them are limited, so like they might just be, you know, not fully practicing, but both their injury reports are pretty long. They look like 10 players almost for both of them.
Yeah.
So it should be pretty even. It's not like one team's injured and one team's not.
Yeah.
They haven't allowed other teams, like the Bills haven't allowed other teams to score that much on them except for the Dolphins in the past few weeks. They've been kind of better ever since they lost that game to the Vikings, the 33-30. I just feel like they're more solid. They're just bigger than the Bengals in almost every aspect. And I think the receivers for the Bills are just like a little bit better. I know the
Jamar Chase,
it's still
Higgins.
Jamar Chase has been killing this
Chase
more than anybody.
Chase and Higgins more versus Diggs and Davis, you could argue the Bengals are a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because Higgins, you could argue, is better than Gabriel Davis. Since like the fifth,
Gabriel Davis has only been injured.
Since like
so that's
the fifth week of the season, like you haven't heard Gabriel Davis' name because
he's been injured.
But I mean, not every game. He just hasn't been showing up.
But he hasn't been the same.
He hasn't been showing up.
He had an ankle injury and then he came back
know.
From that.
I don't know.
But I feel like he's been good ever since.
I don't know, son, because I haven't heard Davis' name as much since the beginning of the year.
I don't feel like
he had those few like goal balls like in big games like, against the Chiefs or whatever it was. But then like since then he kind of fell off.
I feel like Allen's better too. He can rush better.
I don't know, bro.
I'm taking the Bills.
You think Allen like overall is better than Burrow?
Definitely. I like Burrow's pocket awareness.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think Allen is the better athlete.
Bigger.
Allen is a better athlete.
Yeah.
But Burrow might be the better decision maker.
For this season, I think Allen has been way better.
Baby Brady?
I don't know, bro. Burrow has more yards and two more touchdowns.
Yeah, that's because Allen be rushing that ball like 24/7.
That's true.
And less interceptions.
More than Singletary, probably.
I mean, that's true, but how many red zone interceptions does Allen have this year? That's literally like the main thing this year is that Allen has done everything right, but then at the end of the game, sometimes he just...
Not giving up the ball.
He gives up in like a bad way. Not even like a tipped interception. Like he threw it like right to like the other team like multiple times. I think it was 4 or 5 straight weeks. I don't remember what weeks it was, but 4 or 5 straight weeks of him throwing red zone interceptions. So
if they have
that's my main argument as to the games you play.
Some of the games you're like, how did
if you didn't throw that red zone interception, they would have won a few of those games. One of them was against the Ravens.
I think so.
I can't remember.
They lost to the Ravens.
It was like two big games that he did it against. I can't remember the other. It might have been the Vikings too.
Could have been Miami.
I think it was the Vikings too. Remember the Vikings beat him? It was because Allen turned it over.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Allen is still amazing, but like just slight edge. I think slight edge Burrow this season because Chase was out for a few weeks. Remember that? And even when Chase was out, they were still top of the league in passing yards.
That's true.
Think about that. In that stretch when Chase wasn't there, they were still...
You got Higgins.
That's what I'm saying. They were balling. Higgins could be a number one on some teams, so I'm going to take the Bengals. They got home field advantage. They both know how to play in cold weather, so that won't be a huge problem. Unless it snows or rains like crazy.
That's going to make a big difference.
Yeah. That would help the Bengals because they have a better running game. Somewhat. The Bills don't have much of a running game. Besides Allen, he's not going to run every play. The Bengals have two good backs, so if it rains, that'll help them. But I'll take Bengals by three. Yeah. I think it'll be a close-ass game. Then
I think it's going to be a high score.
Somehow, basically, it'll be which quarterback is going to mess up.
Yeah.
Which quarterback is going to have the turnover, and then they'll probably capitalize off that other team. So I'll take Bengals by three.
Yeah. I think if the Bills got the cushion, I think it's more likely to win. If they get like a touchdown cushion like early on, I think
they're good at holding leads. Bengals are definitely good at holding leads. And we saw them go 17-0 down against the Bucks, and they came back like it was nothing. Like every drive, like you didn't see any body language to where they were like walking around like, oh, bro, like what are we doing? Like we're down. Like they came out like four drives in a row, scored every single time. That's and that was against Tom Brady.
Brady can do that too.
That's from, I mean, maybe like a few years ago, but yeah. Yeah, Bengals by three. Yeah,
I'm taking
Bills. Bills. Taking Bills.
Yeah. Maybe by a touchdown.
You said Bengals?
It's going to be high scoring though. I feel like it's going to go into like maybe
30s.
30s, like something like that.
I hope it does because we saw some boring ass games this past week that were like pretty slow.
Just like they did with the Chiefs. With the Chiefs, they won like 20 pointer games. Dodge?
I said Bengals.
I said Burrow.
Okay. I said Burrow. Damn.
You guys want to do his last game?
Joe Shiesty, Seahawks Jets.
You guys want to do his last game or not? It's pretty like, it's a battle of the mid. It's like, they're not terrible teams. They're not
Zach Wilson
versus Geno. They're not like proper, like.
They have star players, but like the teams are.
Decent. Yeah. They're like average. They're literally average.
So Zach Wilson.
Battle of the
mids. All right, we'll do it real quick.
Mid bowl.
Zach Wilson is the star now?
Jets versus Seahawks, if you guys were wondering who that was. Let's do it real quick.
Yeah.
What do we think here? Both teams are 7-8.
Probably Seahawks.
They're playing at Seahawks.
Is Metcalf and Lockett playing this week? I know one of them wasn't playing.
I think last week Lockett like is out. Lockett might be out.
It's questionable.
Last week.
Metcalf is not on the injury report, so.
Sauce is gonna guard him. That's what I'm trying to see.
Sauce is going to guard him because he's not in the injury report.
I think that's the most interesting thing.
Sauce versus DK?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
To see out this game.
I mean, DK, bro, like he gets locked up more than people realize. Like a lot of people have gone against DK and DK's gone pretty quiet. So
that's true.
I think Sauce has a great chance to lock him down. It's not like Geno. I mean, Geno's good for what Geno is, but fuck, this is actually a tough game to choose. They're playing at Seahawks, and the Jets are favored by two.
It's because
their defense is their nice. Defense defense is nice.
I mean, it's definitely not because of Zach Wilson.
Their defense can perform. These teams can't put up points.
These two teams have only matched up five times since 2004.
That's actually.
And out of the last five times, Seahawks have won four of them.
Russell Wilson.
It's true. Last time these teams played, it was 40-3. In 2020.
That's not that far back.
2 years ago, they had a proper Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And the Jets were terrible 2 years ago. So
worse than now. Probably their defense was.
Bro, they were terrible. The Jets are actually solid now. Not amazing, but solid.
They need a little bit better on offense. That's all.
I'm going to take Jets.
That's crazy.
I don't know why I'm going to take the Jets.
I want Seahawks. I don't know why.
Seahawks.
I want to see.
Seahawks?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be close, though. Like Sauce Gardner probably lock up. Metcalf, and I've seen a few videos of him getting locked up.
If they don't have Metcalf, then what's the Seahawks offense? Just give it to Kenneth Walker and see what he does. Like, that's fine with me. I have him on fantasy, bro. Go ahead, give it to Kenneth Walker all you want. But
I lost my fantasy because of fucking Akers. He had to put up three touchdowns that last fucking week.
That's wild. Yeah, fantasy week was wild. But I'm definitely gonna take the Jets.
Yeah, no, I'm taking Seahawks. I feel like Metcalf's gonna go off. Nah, I don't think it's gonna be easy though.
Yeah, it's going to be a gritty game. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a great
game.
It's
going to be like 17, 16, yeah, something like 17, some 14, like some dirty shit.
Dirty as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wraps it up for NFL, I think.
Week 17. Yeah. Moving on from the NFL and getting to some NBA, we saw the Nets rise to the third spot above
the
76ers.
They've been on the fourth. Congratulations.
Thank you. Third. And we also saw a phenomenal game from Luka Magic last night.
Oh my god. Generational game, bro.
What is it? 50, 20, 10?
Nah, 60.
60, sorry.
60, 21, and 10. I could be wrong. Maybe 60, 21, 11, maybe something
21.
Like that.
It's 21, 10.
Bro, I was watching it live, and he had like 40, 50, and we were just like he's not even like breaking a sweat. Like, he's still like, he's playing at his own pace.
Yeah.
No one is beating him up. He never looks rushed. He never looks like he's panicking. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a player play like the way he plays.
His on purpose missed free throw making that shot. That's insane.
That's
somehow balanced.
It's so hard to do that. He jumped,
got the rebound, and shot it in less than a second. Yeah. And this is a player who plays insanely slow.
Before watching the game, something just made me say, he's going to drop 16.
Okay.
Insane.
He was at 50, I was like, I told y'all.
And then at 50, was every possible. Because it went to OT and shit.
LeBron knew it.
Insane how you gimmick the GOAT. It's funny.
What GOAT are you talking about?
He's leading the entire league in total points. He has like 1,000-plus points. He's leading the league in field goals. He's leading the league in field goal attempts.
Unless something happens to him,
MVP, bro.
It's secure at this point.
Only thing that like might like push him down in the rankings is just because the Mavericks are sixth.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. Otherwise, he has as good a case as anybody else in the league. Except the only person you could argue who might be having like a better like season overall is maybe Jokic. Maybe.
Number one in the West. Because
he's the number one in the West.
He already got it.
Though. Got two back-to-back.
Yeah, he already got it.
And if you look at his numbers, he's playing as good, if not better, than those past 2 years. And now the number one seed.
They're number 21 and 11.
Before this year, like they were not the one seed when he was winning the MVPs.
But no, they're not getting it for three times in a
row. Bro, you don't know
that. I doubt it.
If he plays at this pace the entire year, and let's say Luka falls off a little bit, or the Mavs fall off, like let's say the Bucks fall off a little bit. Giannis' numbers has not been amazing these past few weeks. Mm-hmm. Why not? Why wouldn't Jokic win it?
Other than them saying
like we don't want to give it to the same guy three times.
Which is possible.
I know, but I'm saying like besides that, there's not much of an argument against him.
That'll be the only guy on the East.
Tatum, number one team in the entire league. 25-10. He's been the star guy for most of the games. There's been some games where he's had slow, but you're not going to be the best player every single night. It's hard to do that.
Happened to him in the playoffs where he was like,
Brown will pick up,
and the rest of the squad. I'm telling you, for majority of this season, they have been playing like perfect basketball, like as a unit, led by Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
I don't know how they lost to the Magic twice, but besides that, like they've pretty much been dominating every single team in the league.
3-game streak right now. You know, home 14-5, away 11-5.
The Nets in their 9 or 10 game winning streak, their only loss was against the Celtics.
Yeah,
the Celtics are the real deal still.
That's true.
Like people might have thought they were going to fall off after that finals run, but they looked like they came back even stronger.
That's on a 9-game winning streak, though.
Let's talk about the Nets real quick. Let's stop on the Nets. You know, just take a break.
KD, Kyrie, and Simmons finally.
Kyrie looks great.
The way the Nets are going, KD should be in the MVP conversation.
I see that.
I don't see why not, because he was putting up these same numbers, if not more, 30 or 30 plus on the most like crazy efficiency, like 50-60%. And then 36-5 is super.
36-5.
For a team that's now in the third seed. He's in the MVP conversation. 5 weeks ago, he was not, obviously. They were like the 12th seed, but in my eyes, it's Tatum. Number one right now in the rankings for like MVP. Tatum, Luka, Jokic, KD. Just because Luka, that 60-point triple-double, pushed him just a little bit over Jokic for right now. But those are my top four right now. Like I bet you that's not what the ranking is for Vegas. They probably have Giannis like top three still. I wouldn't give it to Giannis. I've seen a lot of games this year where Giannis is playing way below his standards.
I mean, he's just quick and big at this point.
Like, we know what Giannis is, but what game were they playing? They're playing against the
They lost to the Nets and they lost to the Cavs.
The Cavs, he wasn't doing jack shit. He wasn't doing jack shit. Like his stats were terrible. Against the Nets, he only had 26. And going into the Nets game, if you went on social media anywhere, people were saying Giannis gonna have 40 tonight. You're gonna have 50 tonight. He's gonna eat the Nets. He's gonna eat the Nets.
I don't think that he's that.
He had 26.
He's dominant in the paint. Like he's not gonna be scoring that high numbers. And but they got smacked by the Grizzlies.
Year, it looks like 142. It looks like people are not figuring out, but they're slowing down his paint attack. Yeah. They're doing the same thing that they did 3 years ago in the playoffs. You build a wall.
That's it.
If you have big players who are smart and like they know not to foul, like you know, most situations, then Giannis is not gonna drop 50 points like that. That's it. So unless
he's not a good shooter,
unless his mid range is falling like in an insane clip, and his three is falling, then he's not gonna do that.
It's
but
usually not.
I think it was against the Cavs that. Oh shit, bro! It was against the Celtics. Remember Tatum dunked on Giannis. Yeah. Tatum dunked on Giannis. I was like, wow, that's wild. And then
the
possession before that, Giannis airballed a three. He gets dunked on and then comes down the court again. He airballs another three. I was like. I was like, there goes Giannis's MVP case right there against the best team in the league, against the other MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Two air balls and he got dunked on, and Tatum had like the best game.
That's playing emotional at that point.
Like, yeah, he's trying to get his get back right away. Like which is
what he does most of the time. He's just running to one side and then bolting down and then like hoping to get a pass and just dunks it in. And if he does get locked up in the paint, then he's kicking it out to like.
He's just gonna kick out, Middleton, like he's a good passer and all that, but not as good as Jokic, unless he's shooting like really efficiently. Then
which he's not.
I don't see him winning MVP again.
I don't think so.
So I don't think he should be in the conversation.
No,
but
definitely.
I'm sure
not.
I'm sure all Vegas, all the sports books will have him still there, top three, top four. But yeah,
I know Dodge has.
I don't know, bro.
Joel should be one.
Why?
Other than where the team is, he should be one. What is he doing wrong?
He hasn't played enough games compared to other guys. Yeah. He has
25
like, in terms of like the like what's it called? I don't know. Not deadline, but the
cutoff?
Necessary amount. Like I'm sure he's played enough games, but all the other MVP candidates have probably played more games and they're averaging the same if not better stats. And their records are better. The team records are better.
Yeah. But Joel's number one in points. He's in playing, bro. The way he's playing is insane.
Points per game?
Yeah.
Look at that. Points per game because he's played less games.
I gotta look at how many points he has. Total.
That's given. Luka
has the most points in the league. I just peeped that.
Like, Luka is playing
like
insane.
Total points in the league. Mm-hmm. He has all that.
KD
MVP. I have it right here. Like, in total points, like scored, Luka 1, Tatum 2, and KD 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
SGA 4. I don't know how. Points,
averaging 30.
Points per game, Embiid first, Luka second, SGA third, and Giannis fourth.
SGA is big dog
SGA
in the West.
SGA is tweaking.
He's big dog in the West.
Let's see what else is on here that we could, you know, use against Embiid. I don't see him in total rebounds. He's not even top five.
He has 9.7.
Total rebounds. It makes no sense to me. Mm-hmm. How he's not there. Rebounds per game, he's still not there in top five. Mm-hmm. Offensive rebounds, he's not there. Defensive rebounds, he's not there. Assists, he's not there. Steals, he's not there. Blocks, he's not there. You know who's second in the league in blocks? Nick Claxton.
Claxton is playing out of his mind. Giannis up or somebody.
Blocks per game, Claxton is still second. I don't see Embiid on there.
I think he was someone last year.
Nick Claxton is number one in the league in field goal percentage. Mm-hmm. Imagine. Field goal percentage, Claxton is number one. I don't see Embiid there. I don't know how Grayson Allen is number one in free throw percentage. That's kind of wild. But yeah,
I haven't taken
Embiid.
Many.
Embiid's been playing really, really good.
Embiid's playing
50
insane.
Points yesterday. 50
yeah.
points against the Wizards.
Yeah,
the Wizards Sixers game was last night.
Yeah,
I think he dropped 50, like 10 and 10, probably something like that.
The thing is, when he drops, and I'm not the only when, thing when he I'm scores going like against that, him there now.
The Sixers
but when he,
don't really
the,
win like that.
The rest of the team doesn't score.
They don't get touches.
And they have
every time they're losing against like a team, there's no one like except Embiid saying like, "I'm like give me the ball." Like Harden is passing more than I've ever seen in my life. Pass.
He got 27.
Harden is literally turning into Steve Nash.
Yeah.
Literally every single game I see him, I'm like, "Yo, Harden, you are the second best player on the team. You should not be deferring." To these other like bums as much as he is.
But then again,
but if he doesn't,
every time he's open,
then
2 years ago, Harden would have taken that three. Like he's wide open, staring at the rim. No, he's like, the defender is like 5 feet out.
Yeah,
he'll look at the rim and then just just pass the next guy. Like, yeah, bro, you can pass it every time if you wanted to, but you're James Harden.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Your team is not going to win unless James Harden is the second best player. When he does that, it's the
same thing as Embiid. Embiid's points go down.
I don't think that's
Embiid's
true.
Points go down, and then the rest of the starters don't score, and the bench doesn't score.
Bro,
they have Harden to get the touches.
Harden is averaging way too many passes this season. He defers too much.
That's all they can do. I mean, if you look at the stats from last night's game, Joel had 48, James has 26, Tobias has 15, and the rest of the team all have under fucking 9 points.
Yeah. How did Harden's passing help recipe. That? How did Harden's passing 30, help that?
15 points in 39 minutes for Tobias Harris.
How many assists Harden have? 12?
He has 13. I'm pretty sure it's all to Harden.
I'm telling you, he's literally turned into Steve Nash.
Yeah.
He turned into a pass first.
But 26 points is not...
You can be an amazing facilitator, but you don't have to be... Like that, score. Bro, you don't have to be like it. I don't want to say he's scared, but it looks like he's scared.
So basically, at this point, the Sixers' game plan is give it to Harden. Harden gives it to Embiid, just them two.
Yeah,
because you have Milton sitting for 35 minutes on the court and only scoring 6 points.
Mm-hmm. Niang, and Tobias Harris doesn't get the necessary shots.
Niang has been playing better than last game. Not as good, but he's been playing better.
28 points for 3 points.
You can't rely on Niang, bro. That's my thing. You can't rely on Niang.
So we need more, more dedicated shooters on our fucking bench.
That's not.
I just wanted to put these stats out there. You know, and so we can move on from the Nets after this. The Nets Kyrie. This season are number one in the league in field goal percentage, 3-point percentage, blocks per game. They're top five offense, a top five defense, and. The Nets rank dead last in the NBA in fouls drawn per game.
After all that drama from last
season. So literally, they are not getting the refs' help. They have the least fouls called per game, and they're still averaging amazing defensive numbers and offensive numbers.
Offense is very expected. Come on, defense, KD, Kyrie, and fucking Ben Simmons.
Okay, but it wasn't
the defense. I'm surprised
it wasn't
about.
Clicking like that under Steve Nash.
Steve Nash was he's a
terrible coach.
I don't think they respected him just overall as a coach. I don't think he got that much respect.
Yeah, if the coach doesn't have the respect of all the players, and if he doesn't
I don't think he's able to even get them together on the same page and control players like Kyrie or KD or Simmons.
Even
like,
KD said it numerous times. He was like Nash was like he was focusing on the wrong things in practice.
Yeah,
he was making us do all these like. High energy shoot arounds and practices, but that doesn't help you in any way, like on the actual like floor of an NBA game. So Vaughn, whatever Vaughn is doing, like I know he's a good personality, we know all that, but whatever he's doing like basketball wise,
definitely
is working better. Tenfold.
I feel like Nash is running his own practices.
I don't know what Nash was doing. I don't know what Nash was doing. Players. That doesn't make any sense to me.
No,
but
definitely no. You can't have him.
That was my last little rant by the Nets. We can move out to the West real quick. You know, we talked about the East a little bit. You know, Bucks, Sixers, Nets.
Yeah.
Cavs are good. Yeah. Cavs are solid.
Solid team.
But I still don't think they're a contender. But I think they're solid. Definitely solid. Let's talk about the Lakers.
Here we go. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Let's talk about the Lakers.
Looking like they're not making it.
What are they, 13th?
Yep. Right under the Thunder.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Right under Timberwolves, Warriors, Jazz, Blazers, Kings, Mavericks, Suns, Clippers.
They're 8.5 games back from the first seed.
Yep.
Which is... Like...
If they have a...
But the 80s hurt again. Which is the storyline every season.
Season. Every week.
Every other month. It's like 80s out for this amount of time. What are the Lakers gonna do now? Like, how many times have you heard this headline in the past few years?
Every time.
LeBron and Westbrook are not gonna win shit with this roster.
They have like a 3-4.
LeBron and Westbrook,
where 80s
two, 3 years ago maybe, but LeBron and Westbrook MVP to this Westbrook. Day, they still could be doing something with this team if the roster was a little bit better. If they had a little bit more shooters.
Now because they can both. Too.
They can both distribute, but now he's injured. How is a 37, 38-year-old LeBron LeBron's been wilding.
It's a Cavs LeBron. Too.
LeBron's been scoring
it's
30.
Legit, it's legit LeBron on the Cavs.
He's been scoring 30-plus points every single game.
That's it.
And no one else is helping.
Yeah, the last time he scored 38 against the Mavericks. Oh,
guess who's
right behind him is Walker with 9 points.
9 points is insane, bro. How? I don't know. I just think Genie Buss should sell the team. The Buss family should sell the whole franchise.
Yeah.
They're to a family
statistically, they're now the poorest owners in the league. The Buss family. Think about that. Because the Suns acquisition, the guy who bought the Suns, it literally pushed Genie Buss like they're like the bottom of the league.
Yeah.
If you're owning the most popular team in the league, the most popular team in the world, titles. Pretty much.
You gotta have.
How are you building such a shit team? You don't have the funds. They don't. They, the reason they don't want to give up those draft picks is because they don't have the funds, or they don't want to use the funds, or they don't want to, like, you know, hit the luxury tax. They don't want to pay all these fees.
Yeah.
You can't be the owner of an LA team. You can't. You literally can't. Look what the Clippers are doing. They're going all in every single year.
Yeah.
The Nets are going all in. The Warriors are going all in. They're paying this. The Warriors have the highest payroll in the entire league. I mean, look what they got out of it. Four or five rings, right?
Yeah, bro, they cashed in on that.
And in the past 11 years, if you look at the Lakers' records and you take out the bubble year, take out the bubble year. Because that was a great year, but it was in a pandemic. You can't argue against it. You take out the bubble year, the Lakers have been a poverty team for like 10 years.
Yep.
With Jeannie Buss as the owner. So pretty much since her dad stopped owning the team, right? I think because he passed away, right?
Yeah.
And then what has Jeannie Buss done? She hasn't shown anything like that means she should still be the owner. So until Buss is still there, I don't see how the Lakers can come back from this. They don't want to make trades. They don't want to make big splash moves. They're scared. They're scared because of the Westbrook trade.
Apparently, according to, I don't know where I read it, but they didn't want to give up or make any moves or give up any assets right now to make the team better right now. That's their plan.
They basically threw away LeBron's last 3 years. Yeah, basically threw him away.
And he's still putting up like 38 points, which could have been way better if LeBron was on any good team,
they'd be a contender.
Yeah.
Because he still could be the number one or number two player on a championship team.
On a team like the Blazers with Damian Lillard.
He could be on any team that's like a solid team and they could be a contender.
I don't think there's one team in the league who would not bring on LeBron.
Everybody would be like, pull up, bro. Like, you're still good. You still have the name.
Back to Miami. Back to South Beach.
It's not going
to
happen.
Low-key, but...
should go back to the Cavs, though, low-key. Nah, it's kidding.
One of the Cavs, that'd be insane.
He's not going anywhere unless Bronny's on that team. That's probably what's going to happen.
He did stay. He wanted to
The Cavs aren't going to have a high enough pick to pick Bronny, probably. What, 2 more years until Bronny's in the league, or 1 more year?
2, 3.
Nah, 3. 1 or 2.
He can come out of high school, can't he?
I don't think they changed that rule yet. They're trying to change the rule. They're trying to change the rule.
He's gonna be a Buckeye, bro.
I don't think they changed it. Like, they're going to change it.
He's gonna be a Buckeye.
I don't know. I don't know about all that, but
LeBron basically said the Lakers suck. He wanna retire at the Lakers, so
he's just saying that, man. Everybody says that. Yeah, like, just Harden said that about the Rockets. You want to retire the Rockets.
LeBron just be lying.
I'm sure KD said that about the Thunder. And I'm sure Messi said that about Barcelona too. Ronaldo said that about Madrid. Hey. They want to retire here.
Messi did cry though. Messi cried like a child.
It's not always. You know, they just say it just because, like, you know, it's the right thing. It's the right thing to say. But yeah. It doesn't always work out like that. Let's talk about the other teams in the West.
Here we go.
Top three: the Nuggets, Pelicans, and the Grizzlies. Right now,
Pelicans. Kind of not expected.
The Pelicans are a really good basketball team.
Yeah,
and Zion and Ingram have been hurt for majority of the year. Like, Ingram has, I don't think Ingram's played majority of the games. And then now Zion is hurt. So maybe we'll see them slip up a little bit.
They're better away games. They're really bad away games. But at home, they're good.
They're a young team.
They're 7-8 away and 14-4 at home. So it's a little bit. That's a little concerning.
When they're fully healthy, you know how hard it is to guard Zion. First of all, no one in the league can guard him one-on-one. Like, one-on-one.
Definitely not.
Right? That's Zion. And then who's going to guard Ingram? Basically 7 foot. He's like little KD, right? Not as crazy. You have those two right there. So, okay, two mismatches. And then your third star, and on some days he could be your second, is CJ McCollum.
Yeah.
You know how hard of a big three that is to guard, because they're all shifty, and they all are better at like different things than the other. So it's not like they're one dimensional team. He's good in the paint. Zion's good in the paint. Ingram's good in the mid range, and CJ's good in the mid range and the three. Is Ingram. But like, they're literally like an unstoppable big three when they're playing.
That's a good ass big three.
It's an insane big three, and like they haven't been healthy most of the year. Like, all of them together, and they're still a second seed in the West. Yeah.
I feel like they're going to click up even more with like a little bit more games and they get to know each other.
You guys think...
But right now, they're doing great.
You guys think they're fully healthy? They're a contender or not? Not yet.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, for to win it all. No, to win it all.
No. I feel like they still need
If they're fully healthy, you guys think so or not?
No.
I feel like in the West, they would have, I think them being in the West kind of.
But how many teams are better than them when they're fully healthy?
That's what I'm saying. Nuggets, in the West, Grizzlies. It's going to be a little bit of an easier
route. You think the Nuggets fully healthy could beat the Pelicans fully healthy? I don't know. Yeah, who's guarding Zion? Yeah, Jeff Green? Can put Aaron Gordon might, but like, he's not. He's still not going to be able to guard him. Who's going to guard Ingram?
I think he can.
If Michael Porter Jr. comes back, maybe. But he's injured.
They have a good shooting guard.
And then CJ, who's going to guard him? Who's going to guard CJ? Bones Highland? Jamal Murray? Like Jamal Murray is small.
Mid-range and the paint. They can score from any.
Your boy Bruce Brown can guard him.
He could try.
Or even...
He could try. Bruce Brown is good.
Kentavious.
Nah. I could be hyping up the Pelicans a little too much. But a little bit. I feel like if they're healthy, there's not many teams that could fuck with them. Like maybe the Celtics and the Bucks and the Nets.
Yeah. But I feel like the Nuggets have a good roster to go up against them.
Yeah. The Nuggets might be one of the few teams that could. Just because they have a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
A lot of bodies.
The Grizzlies. Grizzlies, come on.
Who in the Grizzlies can guard Zion?
What's his name?
Jaren Jackson? Nah.
No, not
too
not
skinny. Steven Adams?
What's that? Bane. Desmond Bane.
Who?
Desmond Bane.
Guarding Zion?
Yeah. I don't know.
Bro, Bane is like a shooting guard. More explosive. Bro.
Still, I feel like you can trap him down.
Nah, I don't think so. But
definitely
we can talk about the Grizzlies.
But the thing is, okay. The Grizzlies can score a lot also. Like it's not even about defense.
But recently they've been
against the Bucks, they put up 142
points. But recently they've been falling apart.
A little bit.
Hey, I have this quote.
Didn't John Moran get injured though? I have
this quote from Dylan Brooks right here.
John Moran's
been Dylan Brooks injured. Said this responding to the Grizzlies' talkative identity. I feel like this season when we get talked back to, we just freeze up. That's what Brooks said.
Like,
he said that.
Like as in on the
court? He said when people talk back to us, we freeze up. Because they talk a lot of shit, right? They're dancing everywhere. They're hype. But as soon as people do it right back, they get shook up.
That's what happened on Christmas. Draymond talked to John. Look what happened.
I forgot who was playing yesterday. Oh, the Suns. They played the Suns and they pretty much got blown out.
Yeah.
And first half, Ja went 1-for-8. And I don't know if
Ja can't get it going.
It was the same game or game before that. Bane went like 1-for-7, 0-for-7.
See,
and there's still a third seed. There's still a third seed in the West, but
I feel like you can fuck with them mentally. I feel like just because of how young they are, I feel like you can mess with them mentally.
You can,
but then
because they're mad cocky, and when they're cocky and they're playing well, they're hard to beat. But then as soon as they get a little bit into trouble, like they're missing some shots, they lose confidence.
You can take out all of that from them once you start talking shit and
they lose
down,
confidence
they
for sure.
If they're playing bad, then they're down. But if they're playing good, like I said, they're able to put up 148 points against a team like the Bucks.
Yeah.
With Giannis on.
It's true. So, they're capable of that, but can they do that on a consistent basis? Like
that's what I don't think.
I think if both teams were fully healthy, the Pelicans and the Grizzlies, I think the Pelicans would have a better shot going all the way. I feel like they're built better. They're built as a team better. The Grizzlies can score a lot, but
I can see that.
They can't defend like actually, the top tier talent as well. I feel like that's just my opinion. Yeah, maybe
I'm just looking at the way in home winning. They're almost as bad as the Pelicans away.
Yeah,
they're 7-10 on away games, 13-3 at home. So it's almost about the same thing, and that just shows like away games really affect these teams a lot for like these young teams especially.
All right, and
God, the fucking
anything else you want to touch on? I was just gonna say. We'll talk about Wizards for like 30 seconds because your boy T-Rain is not here.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out T-Rain. He'll be joining us next episode, I believe. You know,
they're terrible.
Just can't make it right now. You know, he has some stuff to deal with. So the Wizards are 12th in the East. I feel like a few weeks ago they were like 10th, like 8th. They were 8th even.
They're playing pretty good.
It's like every game they're in every single game. Yeah. But it's like the second half, like fourth quarterish, like they start like falling apart. Like situationally,
they're as bad as the Lakers at this point.
You think so?
Yeah, they have the same record.
They either play really good.
I think they're better than the Lakers, but they're just playing bad.
Yeah.
Like team wise, they're definitely better.
Also, the East is harder. Actually, never mind.
No, the East is
way harder.
The East has a lot of talent.
More talent, yeah.
A lot of talent, but
Celtics, Bucks, Nets, Cavs,
Sixers, Knicks, Pacers.
They all got so much talent.
The Heat are like 17-17, and they haven't like really hit their stride yet. Like
Toronto been playing great too.
The Bulls are pretty shit. Like the Bulls might blow it up after this year, but yeah, the Wizards, bro. Like this was their year to make the playoffs. Because the bottom end of like the East seeds, or like, you
maybe
know, you could
maybe. I think they can battle it out with like a team like the Hawks or the Heat.
Because if Porzingis and Beal are firing, they're hard to stop. Yeah. They're definitely hard to stop. But the thing is that
even Kuzma,
I feel Kuzma. So I feel like they haven't gotten all two or three of them to go off in the same game enough. It's always one of them going off. That's not really how you win. You need everybody to be contributing a lot.
You need to be like a unit again, like the Celtics. The way the Celtics play is just a perfect team.
Exactly, basketball. Like a unit. Yeah. So I don't think the Wizards head coach is it. I think T-Rain said that before. I think he was like, the coach just doesn't have what it takes to be
to make him play like a unit. Also, you have someone like what's his name, Kyle Kuzma, coming out and like, oh, run the ball through me, blah blah blah, like type shit like that. It's just, I don't think stuff like that.
They could scheme up a lot better things for Beal and Porzingis. I feel like a lot of the stuff is just like take the ball and go see what you can do. It's like what Steven Nash is doing with the Nets. It's like go out there and
run,
play,
have fun, run ones.
It doesn't look like, you know, very
run the ones.
It's very together. So
it's not a team basketball type of thing. But
I don't have much else to say.
Yeah, I think we should end it on a home team.
Yeah.
You know, home team discussions. Shout out DC, you know what I'm saying?
DMV.
Any last messages to your teams? Saints, Nets?
Yo, fucking PJ Tucker, please.
Yo, we
just retire.
We said this. Jesus. We said this in the beginning of the year when you were like, we got Tucker now, bro. We're valid. Harden got his teammate back, his corner shooter back. I was like, he's 36, bro. How good could he be?
I'm sorry. The best thing about him is his shoe game.
Literally. That's been the best thing about him for like 5 years.
And he just standing in the
corner. He's a hustle. He's a hustle merchant.
He's a champion. You can't say
anything. He's a taller Patrick Beverly.
He should have retired.
He's a taller Patrick Beverly with a good corner shot. That's all he was.
Should have retired after that championship run with the Bucks.
Yeah, he should have. Yeah, then he went to the Heat. Yeah. Nothing happened there. And then now he's on the Sixers.
He balled on the Heat. He's a good defensive player.
Now what?
That's about it.
Now he's
mids.
Now y'all got him at mids level. This is what Harden gave up his salary for. But anyway.
You enjoy PJ Tucker. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
I hope the Nets get broken up. Just all of them. KD leaves.
It's not happening.
Kyrie retires from the game of basketball to follow meditating in the
mouse. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, if you want to let us know what you think about it, you can always leave a review on Apple Podcasts or YouTube. We're available on all streaming platforms. If you want to stay up to date on when episodes drop or anything sports related, you can always follow us on any social media platform at CheckTheStat5. I'm Hamza, along with Harry and Thaj. Check the stats.
Peace.
We out.